Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at the compound names of Jehovah found in Scripture, the names for that God gave to Himself that described some area or attribute of God. And on Monday we saw Jehovah Jireh found in the book of Genesis chapter number 22, which means the Lord who provides. Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh because God had provided for Himself a lamb instead of his son Isaac. And then on Tuesday we saw the Lord who gives peace. And the Bible says that it was Gideon who built an altar, and he called it Jehovah Shalom. And it was a place that God, where he met the Lord and where the angel visited with him and, of course, consumed the meal that he had prepared. And he called that place Jehovah Shalom. And that word Shalom, of course, means peace. And then we've also saw the phrase in Jeremiah 23:6, the Lord, our righteousness. And we talked about the Lord. He's our perfection. I'm glad it's not my own perfection that I have to trust in, but it's His perfection. He is truly our righteousness. And then yesterday we saw an illustration out of Exodus 17 where Moses built an altar and called the name of the place Jehovah Nissi. And that means a banner or an ensign, like a flag, as if you'd claim the top of a hillside. And we talked about the Lord, our prevail. And I'm glad that we will prevail, we have prevailed, and we shall prevail in Him. Well, I want to close this series of thoughts this week by looking at the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 48 and verse number 35. The Bible goes into some detail about the New Jerusalem, that great city, a 1,500-mile square city. And the Scripture tells us, gives us that measurement. Of course, it said it was round about 18,000 measures. And the name of that city from that day shall be the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Well, we've talked earlier in the week how the word Jehovah carries with it the phrase, state of being, I am. Moses was told by the Lord there from the burning bush. He said, "Who shall I say sent me?" And the Lord told him, "Say, tell them I am that I am sent thee." Well, when you study the phrase Jehovah, it's a transliteration from Hebrew, Yahweh and Jehovah. When you begin to study it out and look at the different phrases and where the possible origins came from, we think that probably some syllables were borrowed from multiple words. And, of course, the first portion meaning I am. And then the second syllable would have reference to I was. And then the final syllable in the word Jehovah would have to do with the future and I will be. And so think of that. Whenever time someone mentions the Lord in your King James Bible, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, it's, if it's spelt that way, it is the transliteration of the word Yah or the word Jehovah, one of the two. And in that, every time we read that, the Lord, I was, I am, I will be. And then the Scripture says the Lord is there. So think of it this way. The name of the city is going to be, I am there. The name of the city is going to be, I was there. And the name of the city is, I will be there. Do you realize that that pretty well summarizes everything we know about the New Jerusalem, is the fact that the Lord is there. It really doesn't matter after that. Somebody said, "Well, preacher, what about after that? And what about in the eons to come? What about all that?" I said, "Well, it doesn't really matter, because the Bible says to be present, the absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." And the Apostle Paul said, "And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And really, it don't matter after that what happens in eons of eternity's future. It really doesn't matter, as long as we're with Him and He's with us, as long as the Lord is there. And I say that to say this, the Lord, He is our perpetuation, meaning that we have a perpetual existence with Him, in Him, and because of Him. Do you know Christ today, friend? If not, trust Him before it's too late. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak to some heart and help us, I pray, to have more respect for the name of God and the attributes therein, in Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.